Hi, thanks for visiting Bethel's website. I pray that God will fill your heart with faith, hope, and love as you listen to the message. We'll be looking at one verse this morning, Romans chapter 12. God help us. We are moving into the middle of August, and I think maybe one of the best ways of describing our year thus far is that it has been filled with oversized challenges. That's not an understatement, is it? We have COVID-19, and I just again want to say thank you. We're all trying to do our part by wearing masks, social distancing, personal hygiene, washing our hands, all of these different things that are necessary, more so than at any other time. We have social unrest. Racial injustice is real. Police brutality is real. We have economic upheaval and uncertainty. But there's something that is just as prevalent today as any of those things I've mentioned that sometimes I think goes unacknowledged. Spiritual detachment. Distance from God. Indifference to the Lord. There's a verse that's going to be on the screen. The setting of this verse is a parable that Jesus told during his ministry. And I won't explain the whole context, but just take a look at these words. A third group hears the message. But as time passes, the daily anxieties, the pursuit of wealth, and life's addicting delights outpace the growth of the message in their hearts. Even if the message blossoms and fruit begins to form, the fruit never fully matures because the thorns choke out the plant's vitality. Let's just go back to the first of this year for a moment. We never thought that public worship would be so challenging. So we started Zooming. And in our group, we've seen people lean into God. I want to compliment all of you because, as you well know, it's a lot easier doing something in person than it is online, both for whoever is speaking and for you who are Zooming in. But so many of you have been so faithful at doing that. You are leaning into God. Because of these changing times, there's also people who are leaning away from God. And then there's others, only God knows where they've been or what they're doing. We can't underscore how important it is that we take seriously what it means to seek the Lord. These oversized challenges, at least in my opinion, I've seen them bring out the best and the worst in people. In fact, I think what we have seen day in and day out, on one hand we see wisdom, on the other hand we see foolishness. On one hand there's diligence, on the other hand, there's apathy. On one hand, there's cooperation. And then on the other hand, there's defiance. I saw a YouTube video earlier this week where a lady in a Staples office store using a fax machine or something literally throws to the ground a 54-year-old lady who's extremely frail. She's had a liver transplant. She's using a cane. And all she did was ask the other lady who came up without a mask to please put her mask on. And she was thrown to the ground and it broke her leg. Cooperation, defiance, selflessness and selfishness, humility and pride, love and hate. But I put a spotlight on this for a moment because, folks, if we move closer to God, all of those things that I just compared, we're going to be on the positive side of those things. And people will see a noticeable difference. And it hopefully will give us a great opportunity to be able to tell someone, hey, I struggle too, but I have Jesus in my life and he's making a difference in me. Take a look at this set of verses. And you're probably wondering right now, will I ever get to Romans? And the answer is maybe, okay? Maybe. We shall see. But I love these verses out of James. Don't run from tests and hardships, brothers and sisters. That's what we tend to want to do first, right? As difficult as they are, you will ultimately find joy in them if you embrace them. Your faith will blossom under pressure and teach you true patience as you endure. And true patience brought on by endurance will equip you to complete the long journey and cross the finish line, mature, complete, and wanting nothing. We wake up in the morning, and if you're like me, you wake up slowly. But I love it when I finally get my bearings and a smile comes on my face and I say to myself, embrace the day. Enjoy the day. If necessary, endure the day. And for sure, at the end of the day, give thanks in all things. Amen. God help us. So yes, let's go to Romans. The thought is last week, God help us to overcome evil with good. Would we agree there's a lot of evil in the world? Thank God there's also good. And the thought that I gave us last week, and it's found in Romans chapter 12 and verse 21, do not be overcome by evil. That can happen. But overcome evil with good. Hopefully that will happen more often. Overcoming evil with good, it's not easy. How many of us know that we had a moment or a situation this past week and we had a chance to overcome evil with good, but we didn't? Shani, raising her hand. She must have heard that scripture reading that BJ did and that prayer that Brother James did. And we could all raise our hands. We've had those moments just this past week. And some of them we passed with flying colors, and others we fell miserably. Well wishes and good intentions, I want to say it again, they are never, never enough. The best way for you and I, for anyone to overcome evil with good, is for us to be changed from the inside out by God Almighty. On Wednesday nights, we've been doing a Bible study and we've been talking about imitating the humility of Christ. And in that particular study that we've been doing, I presented this particular quote. Real life change happens when we live by God's word. When we are not actively growing, we are naturally drifting or backsliding. I can honestly say to us this morning, that's another just practical evaluation we can do every day. As we go through the day, we can just simply ask ourselves, am I living by God's word? If so, we'll have that assurance inside that I am growing, I am becoming more like Christ. And yet, if we are willing to be honest with ourselves, we're going to realize, I haven't been doing much growing today. At best, I've just been hanging on, I've been drifting. But we can go through just a day And our lives can get so off track that really we went beyond just drifting to we're actually backsliding. We're losing ground quickly. So, compelling ways to overcome evil with good. I'm hitting the rewind button here a little bit because as I jumped back into this week, I kept getting pulled back to what I talked with you about last week. Love your neighbor. Love your neighbor. There is so much that I could say about that, but let me just put this quote up on the screen right now too. We do not have to agree with our neighbor, but God expects us to love our neighbor. We need to hear that. I need to hear that. My neighbor, your neighbor, the person in the house next door, the apartment next door, the condo next door, the tent next door, the cubicle at work next door, the people we like and the people we don't like, the people we know and the people we don't know. Love your neighbor. And as I thought about that, here's a passage that came to mind. 1 John chapter 4, verses 20 and 21. It's the Passion Translation. Anyone can say, I love God, yet have hatred toward another believer. Just stop and think about that first phrase. And we could actually say, well, I don't hate them, I just don't like them. And there's some differences there. But do you know that all it takes is for us to have a person in our life that we don't like and we keep butting heads and running into each other the wrong way, and sooner or later, whether we realize it or not, that dislike begins to be hatred. Hatred can morph into bitterness. Bitterness can morph into resentment. And before long, just as it goes on and it says, this makes him a phony, because if you don't love a brother or sister whom you can see, how can you truly love God whom you can't see? For he has given us this command. Whoever loves God must also demonstrate love to others. We could just stop right now and have our prayer time, couldn't we? God is not just trying to make us feel bad all the time, okay? But he also doesn't want us to be self-deceived. And I love the way Scripture just calls out to us. And God puts a spotlight on those things in our lives that he wants to help us change so that we can be more like Jesus and so that his love will be more present in this world through us. And so this idea of loving our neighbor, there was a set of words that I gave you last week, and I'll repeat them again. When we love one another as we should, as God wants us to, then that literally means the way we interact with other people. It's with dignity, it's with consideration, and it's with kindness. And I realize, as I've said to you before, I have such an analytical way about me. And self-examination doesn't turn my world upside down. It actually motivates me. And so I can take just these three words and I can begin to process them during the course of a day or a week. And they help me. Did I treat that person in the grocery store with dignity and respect? Was I considerate of that other driver out in traffic, regardless of what they were doing or not doing? Did I show kindness when my first impulse was not to do so? Love your neighbor. This aspect of kindness, let me read something to you. I'm unfamiliar with this particular person, but I happened to come across this poem, and I just thought maybe we needed to hear it today. Let us be kind. The way is long and lonely, and human hearts are asking for this blessing only, that we be kind. We cannot know the grief that men may borrow, We cannot see the souls storm swept by sorrow. But love can shine upon the way today, tomorrow. Let us be kind. Let us be kind. There is a wealth that has no measure. This is of heaven and earth the highest treasure. Let us be kind. A tender word, a smile of love and meeting, a song of hope and victory to those retreating, a glimpse of God and brotherhood while life is fleeting. Let us be kind. Let us be kind. Around the world, the tears of time are falling. And for the loved and lost, these human hearts are calling. Let us be kind. To age and youth, let gracious words be spoken. Upon the wheel of pain, so many lives are broken. We live in vain, who give no tender token. Let us be kind. Let us be kind. The sunset tints will soon be in the west. Too late the flowers are laid then on the quiet breast. Let us be kind. And when the angel guides have sought and found us, their hands shall link the broken ties of earth that bound us, and heaven and home shall brighten all around us. Let us be kind. And I want to take that thought, this kindness, and segue into this next idea of how we can literally overcome evil with good. So are you kind of ready for this one? I want you to just take a deep breath, because this one might be a little more challenging. Here we go. Are you ready? Say about people only what you would say to them. Let me talk about social media for a moment. I'll just offer up my opinion. I think that with some people, social media is being used in a corrupt way, in a brutal way, in a weaponized way. And you say, well, I don't know if I agree with that. Then I want to give you two words. And I just want you to think about your experiences on social media. And I want you to see if in your own mind you can evaluate what you typically read. Hopefully not what you write. And I want you to look through the lens of Scripture. And I'll show you how to do that in a moment. But I want you to just do a diagnostic with me. Here's the first word, gossip. Have you seen any gossip on social media? Idle talk or rumor, especially about the personal or private affairs of others. Gossip. And then there's slander. Intentionally or carelessly making statements about someone that are harmful, spiteful, and untruthful. This is going to be a broad stroke, folks. But if we wanted our country just to settle down, if we could take gossip and slander out of play, what if it was removed from politics? What a world this would be! What if it was removed from family life? How much more peace and tranquility we'd have in our homes? What if it was taken out of the workplace? And I know you're thinking, well, that's never going to happen. Not completely. But I truly believe that if we take to heart God's word and it changes us from the inside out, then gossip and slander would have less sources in this world. So let's look at some scripture and let's see what God has to say about this. Proverbs 11:9. Dishonest people use gossip to destroy their neighbors. Good people are protected by their own good sense. There is a Jewish proverb that says, loose tongues are worse than wicked hands. I like what Sean Covey has said. Isn't it kind of silly to think that tearing someone else down builds you up? Can I hear an amen? Amen. Can I hear an oh me? What about a help me Jesus? So I want you to kind of realize where I'm going. We're going to walk through a few more verses in Proverbs. And I would describe all of these verses as being strong words, smart words, and straightforward words from God to us via the book of Proverbs. Here's another one. Proverbs 17:4. Wrongdoers perk up when listening to gossip, and liars lean in close to hear talk of mischief. I think God's weighing in on this, isn't he? Let me give you a Spanish proverb. Whoever gossips to you will gossip about you. And your heads are kind of nodding. I can see smiles underneath those masks. That's a warning to all of us, folks. That person that just wants to talk trash to you and me about somebody else, don't think that when they change their attitude about us, we're not also in the conversation. And sadly to say, if they don't have bad things to say, they'll just make stuff up. We know it's true, oh me. This man by the name of Steve Maraboli, I've read some of his quotes and a little bit of his writings here and there. Let me give you his input on this and see if this could just grab your heart this morning. He says, how would your life be different if you walked away from gossip and verbal defamation? Let today be the day you speak only the good you know of other people and encourage others to do the same. Let's take another look. Proverbs 10, verse number 18. Hiding hatred makes you a liar. Slandering others make you a fool. This is just God giving us those checks. Let me see a show of hands. And by that, do it like this, do it like this, or just do it like this. If you're a fan of Mark Twain. Okay, anybody here? Anybody here? Okay, hey, he's doing pretty good. He got kind of here and here with us. I like this quote by him. It is better to keep your mouth closed and let people think you are a fool than to open it and remove all doubt. Go Mark Twain. Tell me something I need to hear. I need to be reminded of. Let me share one other Proverbs passage with you. Fire goes out without wood, and quarrels disappear when gossip stops. Both BJ and Brother James put a spotlight on kind of what's going on in our hearts at times. And Jesus spoke a lot about that, obviously during his lifetime, because we have so many quotes of his in Scripture. Reading out of Matthew 12:34, this is strong. You snakes. You are evil people. So how can you say anything good? The mouth speaks the things that are in the heart. It's what we say and how we say it. And it's so strong. So if we really are interested this morning, and I think we are, not only are we here to worship God, we're here because we want to learn and grow. But that doesn't happen without the Holy Spirit moving in our hearts. And that doesn't happen without us being willing to do certain things in our lives. And I think one of those first things that we always have to do is we have to be willing to confess and to renounce the ugliness and the darkness that is in our hearts. As long as we can be dishonest with ourselves, nothing will change. And that's why I have always felt confession literally is good for the soul. And I don't come to church because I'm perfect. I come to church because I need the God. I need God to help me be better. And He uses His Word to do that. We need to understand that it takes personal responsibility for us honestly to overcome evil with good. Sometimes it means speaking up and just simply saying that's not acceptable. Or just saying, please don't write that anymore. Can you imagine if the people that we have online and the people who are in our sanctuary, if after this service we knew that God had touched our hearts and we really wanted to be different in these two ways, I think we already know God could use us to overcome evil with good. So we won't just talk about it. We'll pick a personal way to love my neighbor more. We'll hold ourselves accountable to not saying about somebody else what we wouldn't say to them face to face. And hopefully, as the Bible says, speaking the truth in love. There's a verse in Ephesians, it's chapter 4 and verse 29. And I think this one just really nails down that last thought. And never let ugly or hateful words come from your mouth, but instead let your words become beautiful gifts that encourage others. Do this by speaking words of grace to help them. So, let me just close with a simple story and kind of a thank you. You're probably wondering, what are we doing with two laptops up here? Y'all all know that I have trouble operating one, much less two, so I'm glad Karen came to the rescue a little earlier. So, we're working to try to improve sound for those who are Zooming in. And on Friday, Tim and Edson got up here late afternoon and spent several hours figuring all of this out so we could try something. And I was of little or no help, but I was an encourager, okay? I think that may be one of my gifts. I was so appreciative. I couldn't wait to get home and tell Karen what they had pulled off for us to try. And when I woke up Saturday morning, this is a text that I sent. Good morning, sound engineers. Sent that to Tim and Edson. Thanks for the time and effort you put in yesterday. God bless and have a great day. I just wanted them to hear that from me again. I didn't expect the responses that kind of the conversations that unfolded. So Edson, I think, maybe was the one that answered back first. And he said, morning, phase one is launching today. Final phase in development, as we found out this morning. Okay? Tim chimed in. Good morning, Padre. You're quite welcome. Thank you very much for your invaluable assistance and input. I'm anxious to see how well it works tomorrow. Edson writes back to Tim. Tim is the best. And Tim writes back to Edson, "Thank you, sir. That statement only applies to the audio side of things. You're the computer guru, and we're blessed to have your skills. Thank you so much for getting us up and running." And I know all of you are really wondering, do Edson and Tim and I always talk in such glowing and wonderful and uplifting ways? And I won't speak for them. I'll just simply speak for myself, and my answer would have to be this: no! No! But I sure want to be. And so every time I get it right, it reinforces that value that God wants me to live by. And every time I get it wrong, I need to confess. And to the best of my ability, I need to make amends with whoever it is that I've offended. And that's just simply saying, humility makes all the difference in the world. God loves us, and I love what He's doing in our life. So, compelling ways to overcome evil with good. Love your neighbor. If someone comes to mind right now as you hear that statement, love your neighbor, you know there's someone that you'd like to reach out to and just show a little love. Would you raise your hand? You know that person's already popped in your head. Okay, several of you have. And then take a look at this next one. Say about people only what you would say to them. How many of us would say this morning, and I'll ask you to raise your hand, I need to get better at that. I need to get better at that. Thanks again for listening in. 3 John verse 2 reads, "Dear friend, I pray that you may enjoy good health and that all may go well with you, even as your soul is getting along well." Please let me know if you have questions you would like to ask or a prayer request you want to share. You can email me at bethel4420@gmail.com. God bless.